It's the Community Ties Program with Joel Branningham on Tiger Country, 97.5 WTGR.
Good morning. This is the Wednesday, February 9th edition of Community Ties, a program that airs following the 11 a.m. news Monday through Friday. Lauren Henry is here with us from Wayne Healthcare. Lauren is the Executive Director of Wayne Healthcare Foundation. And good morning. Welcome to Community Ties.
Morning, Joel. Thanks for having me.
And let's talk a little bit about what you do there. First of all, of course, for those who aren't aware, I do want to back up a little bit and make sure everybody knows that a representative, or maybe two or three, will be here from Wayne Healthcare the second Wednesday of every month. And talking about different aspects of Wayne Healthcare services that are offered and things like that, but also to help them celebrate 100 years. So that's a pretty big deal, too. So I hope that everybody joins us for the second, the program of the second Wednesday of every month. So if you would, Lauren, tell us a little bit about what you do with the Wayne Healthcare Foundation.
Sure. Wayne Healthcare Foundation is a nonprofit. We have a volunteer board, and we exist for the mission of giving. For those in the community that want to give to the hospital, we raise funds, and then we put those back into the hospital for equipment, for programs. We do a lot of financial assistance programs for our patients, preventative screenings, health education. And then we also do a lot out in the community, giving funds back out to those organizations that do different things with health, diabetes education, recreation programs. We give out automated external defibrillators, our AED program, to nonprofits and teach them life-saving and CPR. So a lot of different things that we do.
And that's great. And certainly when you're talking about healthcare, it can be costly for people. And unfortunately, sometimes that prevents them from getting the healthcare or maybe the screenings that they need and things like that. And that's something we may talk a little bit more about later on, but I always think is important, whether it is mental health, physical health, whatever the case, to contact, you know, somebody, for, in this case, Wayne Healthcare, to find out how you can help. Because there are more and more people who maybe don't have insurance, or it doesn't cover something, or just whatever the case, they're anxious enough about maybe some health issues they have, but affording care, you don't want to cause even more anxiety for them, right?
Very true. We want to make sure that they call in and ask. There's a lot of different opportunities and programs that we have to serve, especially when there's financial assistance involved. It's amazing when we look at it. We talked a lot about it. Our 100-year birthday or anniversary was January 14th. We had found that that year in 1922, they had opened the doors. It was started as the Martz House and the Greenville Hospital. We bought the Martz House and became the Greenville Hospital and opened the doors then. First patient was then 2 days later on January 16th. And we had a celebration for staff in January, just some fun hot chocolate with our Essential Drip Cafe there in the hospital and some yummy cupcakes from Beans Bakery. And we just kind of celebrated 100 years and what that means for healthcare. And a lot of us did talk about, we wonder what that first patient was in for and what they were thinking when they opened those doors and welcomed in the community. So it's wild, and it's really exciting to be part of that celebration.
That was probably the first time that many people, right, went somewhere else for care, that a doctor wasn't coming to their house, whether it was for whatever it might have been for, including delivering babies. So that was probably a foreign concept. I assume so, right? I mean, people traveling someplace, even if it wasn't very far, to get health care.
Yeah, especially here in Dark County, there was a lot of just home service. And it's interesting, Garst Museum, the research center there, and the Greenville Public Library, they've helped supply a lot of different articles from that first, maybe, 10 years, and really almost the 10 years before we even opened up, of the need for the hospital and call for action and trying to get pledges. It was really interesting to see that there was a doctor in like 1911, Dr. Anderson, and he was on Washington Avenue and opened up his house to have patients in a surgery room. And it was kind of the first concept here. And I think it kind of stirred a lot. And then we had a committee get together in, you know, 1916, and they had some people that were gracious in the community that donated some land out on Washington Avenue. At the time, it was Fred Coppock and Guy Baker and James Burns. And there was just a lot of people at that time, they were hoping with that land to build a hospital, to raise the funds. World War I was going on, and what we kind of found was it kind of delayed the process, and they could not raise the funds to build from scratch. And so we see, and they went back and in 1918 bought the house that was originally the hospital. It's still on the property we're on to this day, but the house is not there anymore. But it came down in the early 70s, so it was there a very long time and part of our hospital. A lot of people have told me they remember being in the house. So it's kind of neat, but it was the Martz home, and that's how it all got started. They bought it for $6,500 is what one of the newspapers
said.
Wow. Yeah, and I'm just like, so just a big change. But it was three doctors that really, really drove that process, and they became then board members as well as some other professionals in the community to get that started.
Well, with that in mind, we're going to take a break and be back with more here on Community Ties. Lauren Henry, Executive Director, Wing Healthcare Foundation, is our guest on Community Ties. And we'll be back with more of the program right after this here on WTGR.